I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. First Greece, now Italy, as pressure mounts on Premier Silvio Berlusconi to resign so a new government can pass the economic reforms the country needs to avoid financial disaster. Italy's borrowing rates spiked today. Talk of early elections intensified. Earlier, there were reports that Berlusconi was stepping down, but on his Facebook page, he said, in effect, no way. And now that Greece's Prime Minister Papandreou is exiting and a new government is being formed there, Italy has become the new focus of the Eurozone financial crisis. The BBC's economic correspondent Andrew Walker is with us. And Andrew, Greece responsible for, what, 2% of the Eurozone's GDP? Italy, the third biggest economy. So what does this mean if Italy does become the next victim of the debt crisis?
There's no question that Italy is the big one that they've been worrying about, Robin. Greece, as you say, it's a quite a small economy in its own right. And if European leaders could be confident that Greece might perhaps default on its debts and then that would be the end of it, then it would be a problem for sure, but it would be containable. Some banks would have problems, particularly in Greece, but it could be dealt with. The big worry is Italy. That's an enormous debt burden that Italy has, and if it were to default, yes, it would be an enormously difficult problem. Well, it couldn't be contained, frankly. Yeah. And that's why European leaders they've been trying to put what they call a firewall around Greece, and at the same time, they're trying to encourage the Italian government to act more aggressively to get its finances under control.
Well, help us understand this, because our understanding is that in Greece it was Papandreou that was for the bailout, which would have, which brings money from Europe, but also called for more and stricter, austerity cuts. It was parts of his government that didn't support that. He was said to sort of over the weekend maneuver to step down in a trade-off so that others, his opponents, would support the bailout and form this unity government. But our understanding is that in Italy, it's Berlusconi who says that the markets are wrong about his country's finances. He's the one who's balking.
Yeah, he does take this view. He's keen to emphasize the fact that the Italian government's deficit, that's to say the amount of new money it has to borrow each year, is a good deal lower in relation to national income than is the case for many other European countries, especially the ones that are really in serious difficulty, the likes of Greece, but also Spain. And it's perfectly true. However, Italy has some other problems. It has a very large accumulated debt burden. Some people call it the sins of the past. So the government's debt in relation to national income, annual national income, is something like 120%, which is a very difficult burden to deal with, to sustain. In addition, the Italian economy has been growing very slowly for more than a decade, and the prospects are not, frankly, particularly inspiring. That means that it's not generating the additional tax revenue that would enable Italy to get that government debt burden down. And so there are people beginning who've been worrying for a while that debt burden in relation to national income might just start edging upwards and might ultimately become unsustainable. And that's the reason that those interest rates on Italian government debt have been going up in the financial markets. And they can, in turn, make the debt situation unsustainable because it means it's that much more expensive for the government to meet its debt burden.
Well, Andrew, we just have a little bit of time here, but isn't this made even worse by the very nature of Italy? Do we understand that half of the people in the country work for the government? And so when you talk about aging populations and pension plans and the troubles that we're having here in the States, it's really severe there.
For sure, there is a particular problem about the way in which the Italian public sector is run there. There are all sorts of wider problems about the way in which the Italian economy is regulated. It's regarded as being very inefficient, a difficult place to do business. On one particular measure, the ease of enforcing contracts, a recent World Bank assessment ranked Italy 158th in the world. So there are a lot of very poor countries where it's actually easier to get that aspect of a business done. So, there's no question Italy does have some very serious problems. And I think there is a perception around the European Union that Prime Minister Berlusconi is not really taking it seriously enough.
Well, there's another perception. I'm not going to ask you to say which way you'd bet, but that he will not be long in his post. We'll continue to follow this. Andrew Walker, the BBC's economic correspondent. Andrew, thanks as always for helping us out here.
My pleasure.
Okay, just ahead, NATO's latest battle against the Taliban in Afghanistan. It's on the radio airwaves. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.